H8, Masts and Matches. Metal and plastic have replaced wood for many things, but wood still has many advantages. Metal and plastics come largely from resources such as iron and oil, which cannot be renewed. But wood can always be in good supply, since new trees can be grown to replace those which have been cut. Since different woods have different characteristics, some jobs can best be done by a particular kind of wood. Hickory, for example, is both tough and resistant to shock. Early Americans recognized the toughness of hickory and used it for chair legs under seats of green sugar maple. As the maple dried and shrank, it took a hold on the hickory legs that was nearly unbreakable. This combination of woods is sometimes used in the manufacture of chairs even today. For the manufacture of baseball bats, few materials surpass ash in the capacity to absorb the sudden shock as the swinging bat meets the speeding ball. As for pencils, spruce splits too easily, birch is too hard, but eastern red cedar has just the right consistency for easy sharpening. Perhaps the tree whose wood is the most versatile is the white pine. For a tree that grows so tall, it has exceptionally light wood. Because of this, some white pines become lofty ship's masts. Since the wood also burns steadily and well, other white pines wind up as small wooden matches.